Blog Talk Radio.
Out of the traffic and smog of Los Angeles comes the new provocative thoughts and positive vibrations with Tommy Bahamas and friends. And now, Los Angeles, Orange County, and the world. The new provocative thoughts and positive vibrations with Tommy Bahamas and friends is on the air.
Good early pre-evening.
Pre-evening.
Orlando. Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and good evening, UK, Europe, and beyond. You're listening to Alan All today with myself, Tommy Bahamas, and always the good doctor, the doctor to be, my best friend and my co-host, who's now my wife, is with me at the helm. Say hello to the world, LJ.
Hello, world. Nice to be here, don't you know?
It's nice to say hello.
Hello.
Yes, back to our roots. We have a full show for you guys today, and we're going to do our best to give you some of the updated news from the feed today as we celebrate the 79th birthday of Mr. Alan Alda. So we will do that after the usual intro and news and such. But here is a happy hello to Mr. Scott Allen, friends with our mutual friend Susan Olson and Jerry Russell. And thank you so much for the follow this afternoon. The listener lines are open for you guys, 516-595-8269. The chat rooms are also open for you if you're on the internet. We welcome our listeners in England, Sweden, Iceland, and Finland. We welcome our loyal listeners in Israel, Pakistan, and Kazakhstan. And finally, the truly, truly dedicated listeners who should be getting up right about now over in Thailand, New Zealand, and Australia.
Australia.
The chat rooms are starting to light up. Hello, folks. We welcome you guys on the European mediums there. Go Spreaker.
Spreaker.
AOL chat room, iTunes, go, go, go. Those of you guys on Facebook, you can follow the link to blogtalkradio.com here in America and participate in the chat room there and on with the show. We'd like to send a special thank you to our mentors, brother and sister David and Cindy Murdoch, Dave's brother, Dr. Mike Murdoch, Larry and Tiz Huck, Marcus and Joni Lamb, Pastor Anna Sweet, brother Joe Pernito, Jerry Savelle, and finally, Don Coffeen. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being part of our story and literally changing our lives. That is part of the upcoming novel from myself, which is aptly called Undenied, for only the truth is undenied. So listen up, folks. We are back on the air today on a Wednesday, and starting today, we hope to be back with you every Wednesday. Thus, we shall bring back Whimsical Wednesdays, hopefully by next week. So in honor of Whimsical Wednesday, we are honoring one of our favorite artists today, and we will air for you the latest track from our friend and the hottest thing coming out of Nashville currently today, Miss Abby Ann, and off of her newest EP 17, the track called Future Ex-Boyfriend. We've been blessed to have had Abby on at the start of her career when she was touring with another favorite artist of ours, Diamante, when they were on the No Bullies tour back so many years ago, it seems. And we've been proud and honored to have Abby with us. And she was actually the season opener this season as well. And we hope you enjoy Abby's new song. And we will air it right after this.
We love you, Abby Ann.
We surely do. We surely do. And we are absolutely honored that she just released the tune last night. And
here we are.
And here we are. Listen, we have an announcement to make. We're proud and happy to announce that this coming Saturday, we are honored to have two of LJ's and mine favorite mentors over the last few years, David and Cindy Murdoch, will be with us. They are the founders of Real Talk with David and Cindy Murdoch that is currently airing in the conference call settings on Monday evenings at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are proud to announce that starting next week on Tuesday, David and Cindy will be bringing Real Talk with David and Cindy Murdoch to WSDM Radio on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And you can get that app directly from the Google Play Store.
Cool.
Yeah, you can get it on Android. You can get it there.
It makes much easier to listen when you have an app.
It really does. And, you know, I got to tell you, David and Cindy will be with us this coming Saturday to speak about their work, their music, their ministry, and the event they have coming up on the 14th of February at the Wisdom Center in Fort Worth, Texas, about the love languages.
I can't wait. Life languages.
No, no. The actual event that they're going to be doing. Yes, they do speak about the life languages. I think that was their drink, was it?
No.
Excuse us, folks. They do speak regularly about the life languages because they are certified, but conference that they will be doing on the 14th is actually focused on, it's Valentine's Day, on the love languages. Now, Lois and I have, actually every day we do the love languages, and we heard Marcus Lamb, I guess it was...
A little over a year ago, right?
No, it was November of 2013.
He made a very bold statement,
and being somebody who... has much admiration for Marcus Lamb. He made a statement. He said, outside of the Bible, the book, The Five Love Languages, was second to the Bible itself as one of the most important books to own, have, and read, period. Now, that's a really, really strong statement
for me.
You know, and
a great book.
We own the book in the leather-bound, and we also have the Love Languages daily devotional, which we do every day. And, you know, I got to tell you, I'm going to try my best not to destroy the intro that I'm going to do on Saturday, because these people, praise God, are part of our actual story that is in the book coming up, Undenied. And I could go on and on and on, but this is Alan Alda Day. So I just want you guys to know that LJ and I traveled America, and we were in some of the greatest places in this great country, and we didn't even know it. You know, the Bible says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And you know what? It's true. Lois and I actually were in these places. We were right at the end of the road outside of the Dallas-Fort Worth airport, right where Larry and Tiz's church is, and right down the street from Daystar and right down the street from the Wisdom Center. And we didn't even know at that time in our life that it existed. When we were in California dealing with OC-Talk Radio, we were right down the street from the TBN studios, as well as Pastor Greg Laurie and some of the greatest ministers and evangelists on the planet today. And we had no clue.
Who knew?
Well, God knew. We didn't have ourselves in the proper alignment. And I can admit this now. You know, then I probably couldn't have done it. I was a very different man than I am today. And I was arrogant. I really was. You know, I heard a calling, and it really, I was following the voice of Tom, not the voice of the Lord. But again, we are going to have David and Cindy with us on Saturday, and we're going to give them a full hour on this show dedicated to them, their music, and the ministry they've been doing. And next week, if you are a person who watches Daystar like we do, we're happy to tell you that they have their traditional Heart for the World telethon starting Monday, and we are full supporters of the Daystar Television Network, and we are absolutely thrilled to be able to have Cindy is one of the Daystar singers, and I could go on and on, but my wife is sitting here looking at me with a strange voice. So I did write some notes that I will squash temporarily. I will tell you folks ahead of time, I'm feeling a little under the weather, so it's not that I'm going to not do the normal show, but it's a good possibility, depending on how it progresses, that I might actually finish up the show a little earlier than we normally would.
I'm still thinking about It's Nice to Say Hello.
Actually, I'm thinking about Wings.
If anybody knows what that's from, call in.
Yes, yes.
And let's see what you think it is, and maybe you'll win a little prize.
Hello, and how are you?
I'm fine.
Me too.
We're fine. And how are you? Much away.
Okay. Did you know that there is a new version of the website active, tlbethel.com, is up and running? You can help keep the show on the air. There's a donation page there. And there's also a place where you can leave a little message in our guest book to let us know that you've been there. And we apologize. Right now it is at the skeleton scale, And one of the announcements I'm about to make will clarify that a little bit better. But, you know, all things work together for the better of the good, dot, dot, dot. Say it with me.
Always.
And as I said, we are diligently working toward the new and improved website. And we hope to expand and get all the previous shows from the previous four seasons, as well as the newly formatted pages for all the books, especially since the novel Undenied is just about completed and ready for publication. Like I said, Undenied, the book, is the entire story of the Wild Ride. And we hope to get it out to you, hopefully, by next week. If you have been a part of the story and you want to endorse the book and have your portion in the foreword of the book, please let us know by contacting us directly at the email for this show, positivevibes1014@gmail.com. And let's get into the listener contests. First of all, we are offering a contest for illustrations for the children's stories that I've written. And we are offering to start with one book and possibly offer a contract for the other ones that have been produced. But we offer it to you guys as our listeners. And then secondly, we offer the listener contest, which gives you the opportunity to create the ending for a show. We've offered it every season. It should be approximately 1 minute and 25 seconds long and include the name of the show, Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations, and my name as well, Tommy Bahamas, and namely LLJ as well. I told you I'm under the weather. And finally, as we expand into the Undenied Studios, we are looking for a web designer and an app creator who is willing to work and grow with our company. It's a long-term position, and flexibility is number one. All of these inquiries could be directed to us in contact at positivevibes1014@gmail.com, or you can call us directly at 424-281-9822. Now, that is not the listener line. That's the actual studio offices.
That's correct.
So you probably want to know what has happened to us and how we're back on the air at this very moment. Well, we have many people to thank for getting us back on the air. But most of all, we must stop and thank God for all he's done for us. And we actually want to stop and take a moment to thank you as well. Because without you listeners out there all over the globe, we would have no reason to do this show. And as I said, we have been blessed. We are in our fourth season. And I, as of right now, I would say we're probably, if I have my way, just about halfway through.
Give or take a moment.
So remember, folks, the listener lines are open for you guys if you want to interact with us live on the air. 516-595-8269. And you can call directly if you want to be flagged. Just push 1 and the engineer will see it and let us know that you're there. We see all you guys on the listener lines right now anyway. And also, if you are participating in any of the chat rooms, listening through the affiliates, iTunes, AOL Radio, Spreaker, and Blog Talk Radio, feel free. You know who you are. If you have a question, please ask us, and we will respond. And look at this. It looks like we have a listener calling in already. I love it when this happens.
They might want to win the contest for the song.
Well, let's see. Who do we have? Who do we have on the air with us today?
Here, Tommy.
Yes?
To say hello to you. Don't know if you remember me or not, but this is your old friend, John McAvoy.
John!
Scotland.
I love it.
Absolutely love that you guys are going back on the air, just not on the weekend, but on Wednesdays too. And we hope that you're going to be bringing back the Wednesday Wednesdays.
Well, we're planning on it, John.
Yeah, love to watch the reruns of MASH, and we're grateful that you've had on a show for Alan all the day. So I like to think of a song for you to remind you who I am.
Ha-ha!
You know, I love your show. Every day I love you a little bit more. Everybody knows the name today. A fungus dynast.
A fungus dynast is the finest fungus dynast.
It's true. Every day I love you a little bit too.
Oh, John.
And if you hang it out and walk with me, oh, a fungus dynast. Keep the good work, Tommy. We love you over here in Scotland. God bless you. Keep you.
And thank you
for your life.
Thank
you, John. Have a great afternoon, and thank you for calling in today.
Did he write that song for me?
I have no idea, Lo. The story of John McAvoy goes back to, well, we met John, was it our second trip?
Yes.
It was our second trip driving from New York back to California, and we stopped coming down the other side of the Colorado Rockies, just outside of Colorado Springs, and there was a long stretch between Colorado Springs and the border of Utah. And as soon as we got across the border of Utah, I mean, well, I'm not going to get into any graphics, but we needed to stop and use the restroom. And there was literally no place to stop. There was this little thing that said stop here, rest area. And we got off and we drove up into these hills. And there was like a sign that said, you know, look off into the wild blue yonder at the mountains and the plains and stuff. You're in Utah. And there was a little, the equivalent of a porta potty. And well, I'm kind of very particular and I'm not a big fan of public facilities. I'm just going to be, you know, blunt about it. And as we were standing there, this gentleman came stomping up to us and the dust was flying and his son had just come up. We came down and LJ has a problem with the mountains.
Yes,
so
she does.
I drove through the mountains to crack at dawn so she didn't have to actually see where we were. And we literally got into Utah right about the time that the sun had just come up. So when this guy came stomping across the grounds toward us, I was a little taken back. And, you know, they say don't pick up a hitchhiker. But, you know, one of the great things about life, especially as a believer, is discernment. And there's times where you meet certain people where you just feel comfortable with them and you have the right vibe, so to speak. And this gentleman, we didn't know him, but he had such a great presence about him. And immediately we felt like we knew him forever.
I still can't believe we did that, though.
But we literally picked him up and took him with us along the trip from Utah to Las Vegas.
I hope our mothers are not listening.
Yes.
Because they would freak.
They probably would. But it was a blessing. And John has been a fan of the show. He's since gone back to Scotland. And he's been with us ever since. And ironically, his little fungus dinus thing that he does has been a nickname that Lois and I have had for each other for like the last 4 years.
Believe that I let my husband call me fungus of all things.
That's very funny.
It's true, though.
Anyway, John, thank you for calling in. We love the fact that you're listening over in Scotland. And God bless you and keep you all the days of your life. And thank you for being a loyal listener and a friend. We appreciate it more than we can express at the moment.
I thought he was going to call and tell us that he knew it was nice to say hello.
Yes,
where
true.
From.
So, folks, if you do actually know where that little ditty is from, it's nice to say hello. Hello and how are you? I'm fine. Me too.
We're fine.
And how are
you?
It's something from our youth that LJ and I have shared. And
we're not weird.
No, we're not weird. It was a children's show that they used to play on the local television station up in New York. And if you're from the New York area, you definitely would know what we're talking about.
Anyway,
back to the show. I love it when that happens. We are very glad and happy with you guys, our friends around the globe, and we welcome you to today's show. We thank you for your patience for staying with us. And for those who are new to the show, I want to tell you a little bit about what we are and what we're not. You know, we are called Provocative Thoughts and Positive Vibrations because we want to make you think, but we also want to give you something to walk away with. And this is not a show that's dedicated to the drama and the hostility of the world. If you really want that, believe me, there's enough outlets and forums in the main media, the media and the mainstream TV and radio and even the internet to get that. No, we are a show that is dedicated to you, the people of this planet. This is a show that allows you, the listeners of the globe, to speak freely, as you just heard John, without being judged or condemned. This is a show for the people. And we look at it like this. We're all here together in the same place at this time on this planet. And the only difference is where you may be on the planet listening to this bit of radio. You and I are neighbors. We have survived. And we're all here together. And more than that, we're not alone. At this point in life, we all have had something to remember, something to grow by, good or bad. And we've all made life choices, good and bad. And the great news is you survived just like I did or like we did. And so we welcome you. No, we're not going to sit there and browbeat you show after show into listening to philosophy and garbage. We're going to bring you the deepest thoughts, the most positive vibrations, the greatest up-and-coming artists in writing, music, arts, and sometimes ministry. But we will give you something to walk away and think about. I mean, folks, this is a show dedicated to the independent people of the world. We hold no bars on any subject on the planet, less politics and gossip. We began this show as an informative program to give you what is being lost in the standard airwaves and media outlets. Something more, something of quality, something to make you think. We're a show for everybody. We may have topics that range and sometimes touch on controversial subjects, but we always toe the line. And though we do not have any censorship in this program, we do endeavor to be real in our subject matter. For we look at it as today's society has become a little bit more common to speak freely, and we welcome an outspoken voice. Please know that we welcome all people and have no angst against anyone. And some people have gotten on us a little bit about being spiritual or speaking of God on our show. Lois and I are believers. And others who are religious and spiritual get on us about the fact that we welcome everybody. But let me tell you something. We are spiritual people, and though we may have it on the show, it is not the complete basis of the show. We may open another show that's going to address specific topics related to the religion and things of that nature on a different platform. So we do ask you to be open to everybody who comes on the show as a guest. We don't just bring anybody on. We're very, very stringent in our process of choosing the guests that we have on the show. And so no more rambling for me. Let's get on with the show. The listener lines are open for you guys, 516-595-8269. For those in the chat room, we welcome you as well. If you do have a question, please feel free to ask. And those that are on the listener line, God bless you. Thank you for coming on the show today.
I can see you all in the chat room. Does anybody want to know anything? Does anybody know about the song I just sang?
Ha.
I'm feeling a little silly today. I'm sorry. It's hump day, though, don't you know?
Mike.
What does that mean?
Did you know the commercial with the camel?
Oh.
Where he's going, what day is it? It's hump day. Mike. This is a show that is dedicated to the true nature of Mr. Alfonso Joseph D'Ambrosio, a.k.a. Mr. Alan Alda. So we are going to celebrate the 79th birthday of the incredible actor extraordinaire, Mr. Alan Alda. And LJ has a little story about her own life with and without Alda, Mr. Alan Alda. And then we're going to get into asking you guys, the listeners, about your favorite Alan Alda movie. So why don't you tell of them a little story, Lois?
They're going to think I'm silly, though, don't you know?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, please don't judge me, people.
Well, if you want my opinion, this whole...
That laugh, that contagious laugh.
Ah, okay. Yes.
Once upon a time, when I was a younger girl in my early teens, like most of you, I'm sure MASH is one of my very favorite programs.
Mine too.
And I couldn't get enough of it. And I'm sure you remember, honey, when like you can get like the UHF channel before we had cable.
True.
And MASH used to play on a couple of different channels even before cable a day.
This is true.
And on my little black and white TV that was in my room, I'd watch MASH all the time.
Well, you must have been privileged. I never had a little black and white TV in my room.
I was
room.
Very small.
We only had one little black and white TV for the whole family.
Oh, well.
Lois's parents were rich, but that's another story.
Anyway, so I love MASH. I love Alan Alda. And I think I was 17? 16 or 17. I don't remember. Anyway. My cousins lived out in California. My brother and sister and I got on a plane, and we went to go visit my cousin Joni and her husband Mitchell and their daughter Meredith. Anyway, Mitchell worked at Universal Studios. He was a director and a producer.
Sweet.
And I had mentioned in passing how much I loved Alan Alda. And I also mentioned Haha because he was like, oh, he's an older man. What do you mean you love him? And I was like, no, I want him to adopt me. I want, you know, the whole who's your daddy? Well, I wanted to say Alan Alda's my daddy. So anyway, I mentioned this at dinner when we were there. And then he said, oh, I know him. And I was like, sure, whatever. I didn't believe him. So anyway, the next day, I was invited to Universal Studios for a tour. We all went. And Mitchell had a surprise for me. And there was Alan Alda. There was a cheeseburger. And he liked it just the way I do. Well done.
You got to eat with
him?
And
we sat down and had lunch.
Wow. See, now that's a story.
Mitchell told him what I said, though, and I was so... I love you, Mitchell. May he rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
But he told him what I said. I was so freaking embarrassed. He said, oh, Lois wants you to adopt her and be her daddy. And I was like, I was so embarrassed. And he looked at me and he said, you know, I've already got 3 daughters, but I'll be your uncle.
Uncle Alan, I love
it. So I got an autographed picture that said, love Uncle Alan on it. And I got to have lunch with my... he was my idol, really. And it was the most awesome day. And then, of course, I had a few other incidents that, you know.
Well, we still have more of the show. We can...
I'll tell you more later. But that was, like, one of my favorite things ever in the world. And I love him. And I've seen all the movies. And I'm a freaker, don't you know. One of my friends said to me online yesterday, do you still got a thing for Alan? And I'll say it again. I will always have a thing for Alan. I hope you don't mind, husband.
No, I don't mind at all.
So there you have it. More to come. Stay tuned. He's laughing at me.
Oh, you, you. Who are you calling a you, you?
You. Anyway, there you go.
There you go, folks. So let's get into a couple of classic Alan Alda quotes, because he really was is a very brilliant man, very wise. So here's a quote from Alan. Be brave enough to live life creatively, the creative place where no one else has ever been.
Wow. I'm going to let you read them because I can't see very good today.
Be as smart as you can, but remember that it's always better to be wise than it is to be smart.
That is very true, don't you? Wisdom.
You have to leave the city of your comfort to go into the wilderness of your intuition. What you'll discover will be wonderful. What you discover is yourself. It's a funny feeling to work with people who consider yourself colleagues and to realize that they're actually young enough to be your children.
There you go. I wasn't the only one.
He might have wrote that after.
You think he wrote that for me?
Why not?
Oh, wow.
I'm condemned by some inner compulsion to think that the daily I'm condemned by some inner compulsion to think about the daily rituals of my life. I have a low-grade fever for improving myself in many ways, including everyday tasks. And some people actually said to me that I sound a little bit like Alan Alda on the radio.
You do.
Well, I hope it's a very young Alan Alda.
Sometimes more than others, but you do sound very much like him.
Hmm. Isn't he from, like, Jersey?
He is from New Jersey. I even have his address, but I won't tell it.
We appreciate that.
That's another story.
Here's another one. I was a child, and my mother was psychotic. She loved me, but I didn't really feel like I had a mother. And when you live with somebody who's paranoid and thinks you're trying to kill them all the time, you tend to feel a little betrayed.
What?
I'm just quoting what he wrote.
Wow.
Here's another one. I love oatmeal. To me, it's not boring. I agree that the ordinary oatmeal is very boring, but not the steel-cut Irish kind. The kind that pops in your mouth when you bite into it a little. Like little glorious bursts. Like some sort of gummy champagne.
See, we had oatmeal this morning.
We did. That's true. Begin challenging your assumptions. Your assumptions are the windows of the world. Scrub them off every once in a while or the light won't actually come in.
So, Tommy.
Yes, dear.
What's your favorite Alan Alda movie?
I would have to say, I have a couple, actually. I like the role he played in What Women Want with Mel Gibson and Helen Hunt. But I would probably say Canadian Bacon, and it's only because I like his comedic side. And Same Time Next Year was also a good one, the classic.
That was a great movie.
And if you know anything about his career, one of the things he did that I thought was great, reminiscent of his MASH days, was he was a regular on ER.
I remember that.
What about yourself, LJ?
My favorite one, I really would have to say, although I do like Same Time Next Year very much, was The Four Seasons. Because
another classic.
It was very good, all-star cast, Carol Burnett, and it was funny, and it made me cry, and it just, it was, his daughters were actually in the movie as well, which made me a little jealous, because, you know, I wanted to be his daughter.
I didn't know that.
But yeah, his real-life daughters were in the movie playing his daughter, and then another one of his daughters played somebody else's daughter in the movie.
Bobby, really?
Mm-hmm.
See, you learn something new every day, folks.
It was a great movie. And then they tried to make a series out of it, but you know how that goes when they try to do things like that.
I do remember that they tried to make a series out of it, and really when they do that, well, I can't say that there hasn't. I mean, MASH itself was from the movie, which I think Donald Sutherland played Hawkeye in the original. Donald Sutherland and Elliot Gould, I believe.
That's true, but then look what happened. They tried to do Aftermath, and I think that lasted maybe 6 episodes.
But you know what? But see, the spinoff that came from that lasted a couple of years was Trapper John M.D.
That's true.
So I mean, like there were some extremely successful endeavors that came off of the original MASH circuit.
It's true.
We're gonna play one little clip here. This is Alan singing from MASH.
That's what you get, folks, for making whoopee.
What is that? Whoopee?
I'll be with you in a minute, darling.
Classic Alan.
Such a lover.
Ah, yes. Well, you know, we can't let, you know, Alan all the day. I have to send a shout-out to one of my friends back home, Mr. Chuck Howe. Because we've been doing Alan Alda Day now for 3 seasons at least. And it all started because Chuck made us aware of the fact that today was Alan Alda Day.
And did he really?
Yeah. That's
I didn't realize that.
Sure. I mean, I've always admired Chuck as a friend, as a musician. And he is extremely intelligent. He's also a broadcaster. And he puts up some very profound things on Facebook all the time. And like myself, he's one of those guys that kind of makes you think. And I have much admiration and respect for Chuck. So we said a shout out to Chuck Howe.
Hey
Chuck. Happy Alan Alda Day to you. I actually said to that on his wall earlier today, and he said, and to you too.
You know what we forgot to say, though?
What's that?
Oh, my goodness. Happy birthday, Alan Alda.
I started the show by saying happy 79th birthday to Mr. Alan Alda.
Well, I know, but we have to say it again. Well, like, we mean it.
Well, happy birthday, Alan Alda.
I won't sing, though, because, well, I won't.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure that it would be that. See, people are already laughing at me. And I have
no,
to sing.
No, no. See, the whole
this
thing.
This whole thing is not only a complaint.
Well, we wanted to give Alan his due. Respect, and so we've dedicated over half the show pretty much to Alan.
So I will tell my one other very quick story.
Yes, yes.
For my, I think it was my 19th birthday, my mother gave me a surprise party.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't much of a surprise because I'm a hard one to surprise, but I knew about it.
Truly.
So I made it easy on her, and I decided I would create my own adventure and leave the house so she could get the surprise party together. So me and my friend Lisa Connolly and my friend Ellen and I think Tracy and I think Lori.
Buckwell?
Yes. We got in the car. I made some calls. So Alan Alda lives in New Jersey. We've already established that. And I won't say what town it is because I'm sure he already gets harassed because it's a small town and easy to find them. Anyway, I found out the town. We got in the car. We drove to New Jersey. I don't even know what I was thinking. And we found his house because I asked a couple of people, do you know where Alan Alda lives? And they all did, and I just deducted which house it was, but nobody was home. So 2 months later, on Father's Day, got back in the car with my mom, my friend Eleanor, and my little sister Frances, and we were out in Jersey anyway, and we drove around, and I showed my mother, I said, that's where Alan Alda lives. Well, now, you know, like New Jersey, it was pouring rain and flooding quickly. So we pulled up to the house, and I was like, I have to go in. I have to go knock on the store. So we went to the store, and I bought a plant. And I went on the premise that I was a delivery person.
How old were you?
19.
Did you look like a delivery person?
No.
Were you dressed like a delivery person?
No. And the people in the car kind of gave away that I was really not a delivery person. So I got out of the car. I was soaking wet by the time I got to the door, and I figured that might get me in too because maybe they would feel sorry for me. This is all in my brain. Anyway, I rang the bell, and his wife came to the door.
Awesome.
And I did not recognize her immediately. So my mistake was assuming she was the cleaning lady.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I said, you know, this is for Alan Alda. I'm delivering this. Is this the right house? Well, of course, she had to say no because it was obvious I was making it up. And she said, no, it's not the right house. And I kind of just stood there. And I guess I could have insisted, but I didn't want him to be upset with me. I didn't want to leave that bad taste in his mouth like I was some stalker or something. And I didn't want him to be upset with me, so I let it go, and I walked away. So we drove there. I left the plant on his doorstep, and I got soaking wet, and that was it. I didn't want to bother him.
But
as much as I wanted to see him, I didn't want him to be upset with me for coming to his door.
But you kind of were a stalker, you know?
But I was a nice stalker. I wasn't trying to do anything bad. I just wanted to see him so I could remind him that he already met me a few years back, and maybe he would remember me and want to meet the family and invite us in for coffee. I don't know. I had a dream once.
Okay. The listener lines are open for you, folks. 516-595-8269. The chat rooms are open as well. We see all you guys out there.
Don't judge me.
This is not a show about judging. I told you that at the beginning of the show. We don't judge people here. You can speak as freely as you want, LJ. And I'm glad that you actually have some Alan Alda stories.
I do.
I have no such other than my admiration for him as an actor and for all the different works that he's done. And I'm happy that I am married to somebody who actually does have some real life stories of knowing the man himself. Lois and I have been through so much in our way of getting back to the air. And I got to tell you, folks, some of what's happened, you're not aware of it. And I guess I just became a little self-conscious and afraid that if I was actually to talk about it, that maybe we would lose part of the blessing. And so we're actually going to get into some of it on Saturday. We're going to start the show about 15 minutes early so we can dedicate the full hour to David and Cindy Murdoch. And we know you guys will be thrilled and honored with the work that they're doing. We actually listen in on their real talk on Mondays, and they have such great chemistry, and they are quite a laugh. But they always have real topics to discuss from both the male and the female perspective. This week they were talking about mind reading, and I think that there is something to be said. Men and women assume sometimes that we, you know, we're supposed to read each other's minds, and it's pretty much impossible to do so. But anyway, as I said, they will be with us on Saturday, and they also will be starting their own show next week on Wisdom WSDMRadio.com. And I had the honor and the privilege of listening in today on Wisdom Radio. And I have to tell you, if you know anything about David's brother, Mike Murdoch, he is a brilliant man, and he's it's I don't know how to describe it. It's his music, his ministry, his 24 hours a day. And I can't wait. I can't wait to have them. They have such great chemistry that we're looking forward to having the radio show for them on wisdomradio.com. And like I said, you can get the app. If you go looking for WSDM, you will not find it. It's under Wisdom Radio in the Google Play Store. That being said, we are going to move on to the next portion of the show, and we are going to debut at this time the newest release from our dear friend Abby Ann. It's called Future Ex-Boyfriend, and we love Abby Ann and her music, and we are honored to be able to share this with you folks. We've been blessed to have known Abby from the beginning of her career, and we hoped that she will be with us when she debuts the entire EP and it's released, but we will keep you posted. This, ladies and gentlemen, is My Future Ex-Boyfriend. And there you have it, folks, Miss Abby Ann, the hottest thing in Nashville, Tennessee right now, especially on, oh my goodness, I can't speak. Sound Nation?
Yes.
And Future Ex-Boyfriend. And this is off of her new EP that is going to be released called 17. We've been blessed to have Abby with us, and we look forward to having her when she gets closer to the release date of the EP, and we hope that we will be able to honor you with her music yet again. As I said, she was the season opener. If you guys go to the archives, you can bring up the season opener and the preview as well. And if you go all the way back in the archives, you can find Abby Ann's music from her previous albums and releases of her tracks. We love Abby, and we're honored to have her and have her on the show. And if you didn't know it, Abby Ann's name, both of her parents were Beatles fans, and they named her after Abbey Road, which I think is just awesome.
Yes, it is.
And let's send a little shout out to my brother Sean, who's out there in listener land. I know you're out there, Sean. I can feel you.
We can feel you.
And to the listeners who are on the internet through Facebook as well as the chat rooms, thank you and God bless you for being with us today. We're going to play one more song that I have been wanting to get you guys turned on to. This is from our friends from England who are currently playing at the Cavern Club where the Beatles were actually discovered. The fabulous Mona Lisa Twins and their song, June. And there you have it, folks, the fabulous Mona Lisa Twins and June. You know, we were honored and blessed to have them on with us live at our Labor Day special. And if you guys want to hear the full set, go back and check the archives because I'm telling you, the Labor Day special was incredible and we were absolutely blessed. They did a live song. I can't even tell you. It's one of the things that I hope in weeks to come, as Sean and I finish our song, he can play the music on the over the phone, and maybe I could sing the song, and we could do something similar.
That would be awesome. Well, I want to hear it.
We are diligently working toward it, and I am currently writing some lyrics that I'm going to send over to Sean, hopefully tomorrow. But we are about 10 minutes out from the end of the show, and we want to remind you guys real briefly about the contest that we're running. And that is namely our listener contests. Right now, we have three of them that are running. And as long as the season is going, you guys have the opportunity to participate. The first contest is that we're looking for illustrators to join us in cohesion with some of the books that I've written, some children's stories. We have two of them that are already published and illustrated out there, and I have three more that I'd like to get illustrated. So we are lending it to you, the public, around the world. So if you want to, at the end of this little bit here, I will give you the information to contact us. Just write Illustrators Contest in the subject matter, and we will send you over the prose to put the pictures to. Second, we are offering the Listener Contest. Now, this is an opportunity for you musical people out there to actually write a new ending for this show. This, like I said, this is the fourth season. We've had a tremendous amount of submissions over the years, and we always run with the best of the best. This should be approximately 1 minute and 25 seconds the longest, and should include the name of the show, the host, myself, Tommy Bahamas, and LJ, my co-host. And finally, as we continue to expand into the Undenied radio and television studios, we are looking for a web designer and an app creator who's willing to work and grow with our company. It's a long-term position, and flexibility is number one. All contact can be made and written to us at positivevibes1014@gmail.com. Just like I said, put in the individual topic of which you are writing us about in the subject line. Or you can call us directly at the studio, 424-281-9822. Equally, the skeleton version, if you will, of the tlbethel.com website is up. We are looking to expand it in weeks to come, which will allow you guys to go back and listen to all the archives from the previous shows going all the way back to the LA Talk Radio studios in Hollywood. And to clarify, if you guys didn't know it, the reason that our intro is like it is because we did start in Hollywood. We went to Orange County from there, and every single place that we have broadcast since then has had Orange County in the community or the counties where we've lived.
Coincidence?
I think not. That's right. And equally, as I said, you know, at the beginning of the show, you hear us say, good early pre-evening.
Pre-evening.
Orlando, because we are outside of Orlando right now, and we are looking to expand into the Undenied Studios. And there's going to be opportunities for you as well if you folks have the yen to broadcast. It's not something that you have to actually come to the studios to do. I mean, we'd like you to, but the studios... we will allow you to broadcast from where you are. And as long as you have an internet connection, you should be able to broadcast with us. That's why it's going to be a full-time job, and it's going to be 24 hours a day broadcasting internet radio. That being said, finally, we want to say thank you to you guys, the listeners, as well as God, because we have literally survived some tremendous well, we call it the wild ride for a reason. If you didn't know, LA Talk Radio was the very first place that we started the show. At that point, we were on three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at noon in LA, which was 3 o'clock here on the Eastern Coast. And we kept that up every place we've gone through all of the manifestations of the first three seasons until we got here to the fourth season. The truth of the matter is that we are just like you guys. We have to work to survive. This is a nonprofit radio station, and we do this because we love what we do, and we want to give it back to the world and for the glory of the kingdom of God. That being said, folks, we have one more song. I'm going to surprise my wife here that she doesn't know I put on here, but this was actually our wedding song.
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
No. But I wanted to play it on the last show when we actually did the wedding vows, and I didn't get a chance to get it in. This is the first song that LJ and I danced to. This is John Denver and Annie's Song.
You fill up my senses like night in a forest.
like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come let me love you, let me give my life to you, let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms. Let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me. Like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me.
And there you have it, folks. John Denver's classic Annie song. I'll dedicate that to you, my love.
I remember the first time you played it was when you proposed to me on the air.
It's true. You know, the funny thing is, folks, and that's in the archives, too, when I proposed to Lois.
July 27th, 2012.
People thought it was a joke, you know. And it kind of just brushed right by my wife now and had to say, you didn't answer me.
I did.
Yeah, yeah, you finally did. Yes, it's true. Listen, we want to send a special shout out to Amy Benedict, as well as Bert and Christy Schertz. Thank you guys for being our friends and for listening to the show. Finally, folks, we want to remind you that on Saturday we'll be starting about 15 minutes early, about quarter to five our time, because we have David and Cindy Murdoch going to be with us from 4 to 5 o'clock, and they're going to be talking about their upcoming event on the 14th of February, Valentine's Day, at the Wisdom Center. They're doing a special, I think it's a breakfast conference.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be talking about the love languages. And Cindy and David also do Real Talk on Monday nights, and you can find them at areyoulivinglife.com.
It's a great show.
It really is a great show. They have great chemistry, and we're so psyched about having them on because they literally are our mentors. And finally, as I said, the listening contest for the ending of the show, you guys can get to us at positivevibes1014@gmail.com. The winner currently is Mr. Ned Cray with the Provocative Thoughts ending for the show. We hope you will join us on Saturday, and we thank you for listening in to us today on Alan Alda Day.
Uncle Alan.
Happy birthday, Alan. And God bless and keep you wherever you are. And as always, Lois and I say at the end of every show,
take it easy.
Provocative thoughts and positive vibrations reaching out from LA, be it heard in all nations, spreading the word that life is worth living, encouraging all in the sharing and giving. Tommy Bahama's got the islands in his blood, and the lowest Dr. Tubi is his partner and bud. Together alone with friends from all places, they reach out, putting smiles on our faces, provocative thoughts and positive vibrations bringing into our lives new ideas and creations. We're glad you came, thanks for joining the show. And if you liked it, please let your friends know.